99.3 Nigeria in film. This is Hard Facts. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Oh, yes. And no, this is not Sandra. She's away on holiday to take some rest, and I'm here standing in for her today. Welcome to the show. We've got 3 hours of conversation going on from now to 6 p.m. And you know how it's done. The first hour is Hard Facts, the global edition, the three top stories, the hottest top stories from the weekend will be our main focus from 3 p.m. till 4 p.m. At 4 p.m. is Madam Landlord. We'll bring you an episode that you've listened to before, but we need to remind you of it. That'll be from 4 to 5. And at 5 p.m., we have the last lap of the show coming up on your radio. And that's the big story for the day. Today, you can join me on this show right now on Twitter. Go on to Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Tweet at me at Wemimo Sport and use the hashtag Nigeria Info HF. That's for Hard Facts. Nigeria Info HF. That's for Hard Facts. If you'd like to call, the number is 0700-993-993-993. And also, you can, for female callers, it's 0146-57190. You know how we love to hear from the ladies, so make sure to call us 0700-993-993-993. And for female callers, 0146-57190. Welcome to the show. Our big weekend stories coming up now. Well, it was indeed a very big weekend, and we start by throwing out our tributes to two state manly persons who unfortunately lost their lives over the weekend. Two of them standing out in the civil society space. Innocent Chukwuma was a former boss of Ford Foundation, providing support for civil society organizations to carry out their work across the world. He's a civil society leader, and tributes are already pouring in for Innocent Chukwuma, who was West African head of Ford Foundation. That came just days after the demise of Yinka Odumaki was also announced. I mean, he, of course, was also a spokesperson for Afenifere, a social political group that stands in for Yorubas. And he was very vocal, a really vocal supporter of the Yoruba ideals as a whole. He's been on Nigeria Info numerous times. In fact, we have a clip of him, a recording we did with him, which I'm going to play right now, when he advocated for you to stay safe during COVID-19. This voice I'm playing to you is a voice of late Yinka Odumaki.
This is The Voice Note on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
My name is Yinka Odumaki, National Public Secretary of Afenifere. I want to talk to Nigerians in the midst of this pandemic we are going through. It's been tough, it's been challenging. Measures have been put in place that make lives uncomfortable for our people. But let us endure it. Let us go through it. We cannot afford to live recklessly at this time. We must ensure that we abide by the guidelines to minimize contacts, to put social distancing, and to ensure that we don't mingle. We avoid crowds. We should wash our hands, use sanitizers, face masks, and ensure that we don't put our hands into our mouth, into our nose, because these are very dangerous. We must sneeze into handkerchiefs or into elbows. Coronavirus is real, it's killing, it's dangerous, and we must not allow it to destroy our lives. Yes, tough times we are going through, but we shall laugh at last. We shall overcome this. I also expect government to cooperate with us and ensure that they make life bearable for us. Thank you for listening.
Well, that was the voice of late Yinka Odumaki. Very, very sad story. And I'd like to take your thoughts regarding these great persons that we've lost as a nation. It's really, really, really just alarming. I mean, like I said in the morning, I was so shocked when I heard the news that I went on immediately to call his number just to be sure. You know, I wanted to really debunk. I wanted to tell the person who sent me a WhatsApp message and say, oh no, that must be a joke. But his number was switched off. And already tributes are pouring in for these two great men, Yinka Odumaki, who was a spokesperson of Afeniferi. Well, all right. Let me take your thoughts on these before we move on to our next story. The first one is the demise of these two civil society leaders. And they are being remembered right now across the nation. 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. For female callers, use 01465-7190. Please keep your comments quick and short so I can take as many as possible. Good morning to you.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hello. Oh, Simi said good morning. I'm used to the morning hours. Good afternoon, yes. Welcome to the show.
God bless you. Yes, the news of the late Inca is a very shocking one and is very unfortunate. But the point remains that since death is a debt that everyone that passed through this age will pay the price, then it now gives us a lesson to know that no matter how important we are in the society or in life, a time will come that we will die. We know it's time to do good, and it do good that influence many people. But the bottom line remains that in life, apart from the people that we are doing good to or the people that are watching us, we also know that we have an eye above us that is watching every action that we take. And is the one we will give the final, the one that will give the final decision as to how we live our life, whether we live according to his dictates or we live contrary. So we wish that God will help us to remember that one day we'll stand before him to give account of our life. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much for calling me. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello, good day, ma.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, please.
This
What's
Alex
your name?
From Papa calling.
Welcome, Alex.
All right. The man was a great man. He was an outstanding person for the Afeniferi. So it's a great loss to the Yoruba land. Good day, ma.
Thank you very much for calling. Innocent Chukwuma was also announced dead. Oh, gosh. He was the West African, it was a head West Africa for Ford Foundation. Okay, many of you might not know. If you're active in the civil society space, you should also know, two great losses in the civil society space over the weekend. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good afternoon. Don't let me infect you with my good morning. Good afternoon.
Okay, good afternoon.
Welcome to Hard Facts.
Yes, so I want to comment on the death of these two gentlemen.
Please go ahead.
The death of Yinka Odumaki is a reminder to us Nigerians that COVID-19 is still very much around. We should not let down our guard in any way. We seem to have taken it for granted now, and you see a lot of people going around unprotected. And also, I sympathize with the family, especially the wife, whom I knew some years ago during the human rights struggle and the Abacha era. I pray that God will grant his soul eternal rest. And also for the other gentleman, Chukwuma, I didn't really know him much. But I pray that his death will not be in vain. What he fought for will be idealized in due time.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for calling. All right. Three stories from the weekend. It's number one, the losses of these gentlemen and some others, you know, that we might not be able to name today. Also, we're talking about the jailbreak in Owerri, and we brought you an update on the news just at 3 p.m. The jailbreak in Imo State, we'll be talking about that, as well as Kaduna State Governor saying that he would never negotiate with bandits. We'll also talk about this on Hard Facts this afternoon. So those are the three hard facts for you from the big weekend. You can drop me your thoughts on these stories on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Use the hashtag Nigeria Info HF. I'd love to hear from you. Ben is here from Ikorodu. How are you today?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, this is Ben from Ikorodu.
Welcome to the show.
Yes. The death of Chief Odumakin is a great loss to the whole Nigerians, not just Afenifere and Yoruba land. Hello?
I am with you.
Yes. It's a great loss. It's a big loss to Nigerians. He's one of the voices of Nigerians. But unfortunately, he passed away. So I want to say, may God grant the family the fortitude to bear the loss.
Thank you very much for calling, Ben. All right, let's move on. Thank you all for sending in your, you know, your words of comfort, tributes, and on and so on and so on. Let's move on to our next story on the three big stories from the weekend. And let's talk about the jailbreak in Owerri. In the news today, we brought you an update on that story. Well, with that's the PRO of the Nigeria Correctional Service in Imo State, James Madugba, told our correspondent Ijeoma Essek that 1,800 inmates escaped. Listen to this.
About 1,800 were released. Then some people didn't want to run away. Some remained behind. Then some have even started coming back on their own. Justice Okwuegbola, and I think you can attest from this that those that are behind, maybe their cases are minor. Like one of them that came back was able to say that the people decided to ask him to go back because he had a very minor case.
What you're listening to is a video on YouTube showing the fire that was started by unknown gunmen who attacked the correctional service as well as the police command in Owerri. They went there, set vehicles on fire, and released inmates. Now we know the number, 1,800 inmates were released. We hear also that they came chanting, "Oh, Christ has risen, so you are free." We also learned that these persons were at the government houses roundabout for almost 30 minutes singing, chanting songs, and that they operated for between 2 to 3 hours. Where was the police in all of this? Was anybody arrested while this was going on? Again, is this an example of how the police can be easily overpowered? Okay, 0700-993-993-993, 0700-993-993-993. And for female callers, it's 0146-57190, 0146-57190. We have Mr. Sam here on the line. Good morning to you. Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Hello, good afternoon, Mr. Sam.
Yes, good afternoon, ma.
Welcome to the show.
Yes, the issue of jailbreak is a serious case indeed. And I'm very sure that the presidency and the president is aware of the latest that happened. Of part of the security threat that is going on in the country. And then also the governor of that state, he is the chief security officer of that state. Things like that cannot happen between 12 midnight and 3 a.m. And yet the governor up to this moment is not making any statement. So if this the insecurity that is going on in the country has come to the point that both the governors and the presidency have no solution to it, then they should declare state of emergency, security state of emergency all over the country so that we now know that we are living under a security agency. Mm. Everybody will sit tight, and then they will know how to secure themselves. Mm. That is my take.
Thank you very much for calling. The hoodlums, they also attacked the Imo State Police Command headquarters at Owerri. They've also freed suspects in almost all the cells at the State Criminal Investigation Department, State CID of the command. So where are all these criminals right now? Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Have we released more criminals into the society? Yes, I know some of you will say, oh, a lot of them might have been innocent. Yes, I agree. But also a lot of them could be very dangerous criminals that we have let out into the society. Marianne is here from Siriliri, joining Hard Facts right now. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon, Marianne.
Thank you. On this Owerri matter, mm-hmm. this should tell us the state of security in this country. Where were the police? Why this were happening?
Mm.
I don't understand. How can this happen from 1 a.m. to about 3 a.m. and no security personnel were around to get one person arrested?
They even took the battle to the police. They went to the police state headquarters.
That's it. I don't know. They should tell us. We can secure ourselves by ourselves.
You can?
We should go get a gun. Oh. Yes, that's it now. Everybody will get a gun and you'll be all man for him or herself. That's what is going to happen.
Wow.
Or it's not safe. Because we don't know who is going around. We don't know who is who right now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs to sit up
there,
you know. And I have cousins that are in school. I'm even scared for them. And those ones are young, you know. Mm-hmm. They can start arresting people now. Innocent souls in the name of getting people that from prison. You know how we do our things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
So,
all right. Thank you very much, Marianne, for calling. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello.
Do you want to put off your radio quickly?
Yes. Hello, Wedima.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you doing?
Great, thank you. What's your name?
My name is Linda Salami.
Can you tell me that name again?
Linda Salami.
Linda Salami, okay.
Linda, yes.
I get
yes,
you. Welcome to Hard Facts.
You are welcome to. You are asking of where is Nigeria Police? Nigeria Police, all of them, everything they do is nursing after death. They are there to consume the poor man's money. Go and check on the road, the new road, see how they are collecting money. So if all these good boys that struggle sleepless night to collect money, they run after them and collect money. They are not there. They are not there to die for anybody. They are not there to even face any gun. Don't ask of where is Nigeria money, police. They are not there to work for Nigeria. They are there to work for their pocket. Good day. Thank you.
Okay. That is not to make heroes out of G-boys. G-boys, in this case, talk about Yahoo boys. No, they are not hustling. They are thieving. They are thieves. They are stealing, okay? Okay, we can't make heroes out of them to make bad of the police. But again, these unknown gunmen took the battle to the police headquarters. Freed out a lot of inmates in the cells and then went again to the prison and again freed a lot of inmates. So, welcome to Hard Facts. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, this is Larry calling from Ikeja.
Larry, thanks for calling me.
Yeah, I think what happened to Owerri is very, very unfortunate. It's very, very unfortunate that at this era, like exactly what happened during NSAS, it shows you that this thing we are calling democracy is no longer working.
Mm.
It has failed. And the earlier the restructure this country now, the better for us. Like this late great man that just passed on last weekend. This man that just
Yinka Odumaki
said it, that one day that the federal government will be hawking the structure on the street and nobody will buy it. That is what this man used to say. And now you see that this democracy has failed. It's no longer working. That is why the youth carry arms against the state. And it's very unfortunate. What will the government do? What will police do? The ones they kill during answer, they promise that heaven and earth. Their family are still lavishing today. Nobody has given them ten kobo. And you want these people to go and die again. And they will still promising their family.
Thank you very much for calling. Let me take a final call before I head out on my break. First break on the show. Good morning. Good afternoon. I keep saying good morning. You guys keep...
Good morning, Jonah.
I keep saying good morning. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, it's Friday for you, ladies.
Welcome to Hard Facts.
Well, you know, what is bad is bad. I don't see any reason why anybody should take the way you are doing it, you are not doing it against the police. Mm-hmm. You are doing it against the state. Okay, some of them are fighting for their republic. Now you are destroying your own property. You are destroying all these things. Those people you release from prison now, where do you think that they are going? When they don't have where to go, they will unleash their anger against the poor people in the street. They are not going to government house. They are not going. They can't get access to the governor. When they don't have anything to eat, where would they go? Where Mimo? They will go to the poor people in the street.
Unfortunately,
they can't go to. Can they go to Abuja? Will they have access to Asoro? You say people. Some people are saying because of Buhari is not doing well. Is it Buhari that is because of this one now?
Good question there, but I need to go out on a break on the show right now. This is Hard Facts, 99.3 Nigeria in film. My name is Wemimo Adewuni, and I'm going on this break. When I come back, we'll talk some more. Join me again.
Are you a resident in Lagos? Do you own a business or are you unemployed? Learn how to access and manage resources for your business. Listen to The Portal. The Portal on 99.3 Nigeria Info every Saturday from 11 a.m. as we discuss employability, funding, business management, working business strategies, and so on. You will learn from business experts, captains of the industry, and young entrepreneurs. The Portal every Saturday from 11 a.m. Brought to you by 99.3 Nigeria Info in partnership with the Lagos State Employment Trust Fund.
Hey Ali, how are you?
I'm tired, Shadi. My bank is bashing my head with charges.
Have I not shown you how to break free from sofferhead banking?
Is it that Kudo something?
Kuda, Ali. It's Kuda.
That one, Kuda. Are they even safe?
Hey, where do I start? They don't charge me account or card maintenance fees.
My bank has even charged for a debit card I don't have.
My Kuda card was free and delivered to my house free. I have never paid a naira for owning this card.
What about transfers?
Kuda will give you 25 free transfers to other banks every single month for the rest of your life.
You're right, Sha. Shadi. Is your hotspot on?
Better use your own data.
Shadi. Kuda Microfinance Bank gives you an account with free transfers, a free card, and zero ridiculous fees. Break free now. Get Kuda on Google Play or the App Store now and open a full bank account in a few minutes. Kuda, the bank of the free.
Online and offline training between Lagos and Paris. Film Lab Nigeria, Wazobia Academy, and LAFAC, the digital learning platform for creative industries, present an innovative training on television series fundamentals, scriptwriting skills, creative independent skills for experienced writers and young professionals in the Nigerian audiovisual industry. Learn principles and techniques of series scriptwriting. Registration is now on at wazobia.academy. Contact Project Coordinator on 0908-897-5611. Email coordinator@wazobia.academy. Powered by LAFAC. With support from the French Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the French Embassy in Nigeria.
This is Hard Facts.
Welcome back to Hard Facts. Three stories from the big weekend. Three stories. Number one, the loss of two gentlemen in the civil society space, Innocent Chukwuma and also Yinka Odumakin, spokesperson, late and former spokesperson for the Afeniferi. Second story is a jailbreak in Oweri. And we have numbers confirmed from our newsroom. 1,000. Imagine it, 1,800 inmates were released from the prison. This is not to add up the number from the breaks at the state CID, where these gunmen also went and released inmates at the CID. Could they have been innocent? Yes. Could they also have been very dangerous criminals? Yes. So we have 1,800 possibly dangerous inmates strolling around the streets of Owerri. I fear for the people there. Tell me your thoughts on this story. Our third story, let me get into that quickly, and then you can tell me your thoughts on all of them. The Kaduna State Government said that it will never, and it has never, appointed any group or individual to negotiate with bandits over the abduction of the 33 students of the Federal College of Forestry Mechanization. There was a video trending recently, some weeks ago, of these students who were calling for help, but the Kaduna State Government says it would never, ever negotiate with bandits, but rather it would apply force against any bandits. Now, today, if you start counting, today is the 25th day that these 39 students have been in the bandits' den. The commissioner for Internal Security and Home Affairs, Mr. Samuel Aruwan, said that the government, let me quote him, the position of the Kaduna State Government remains the same. The government would not negotiate with or pay ransoms to bandits. Any person who claims to do so in any capacity, if found, will be prosecuted. So he's saying that we're not just telling you that we would not negotiate. If you go ahead and negotiate and you say you're doing so on behalf of the government, you would have us to face. 0700-993-993-993. Tell me your story, whichever you want to react to, and go ahead and share your thoughts. For female callers, we have a line for you, and that's 01465-7190. This is Hard Facts. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, Mamimo.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome to the show. Okay, let's speak with Francis. Is he on the line yet? From VI. Francis, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Francis.
Yes. The Kaduna saying that they will never negotiate with the terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Simple because their children is not among the ones they kidnapped. So why would they negotiate? So if they should apply force, they don't really care if the kid is the children, because their own is not among. See, there's something I'm advocating for. Nigerians should join, add their voice. If your family is not here, you don't have anything to do in our political space.
Are you saying that the Kaduna government should negotiate with the bandits?
No, negotiating with the bandits, but they must have a way of getting these people out now.
They say they are working on it with security forces.
So not saying that they will apply force. No. They shouldn't do that.
Mm.
You know, the reason why these people, they are messing up with the Nigerian system is because their family is not here and they have a dual citizens passport. If anything should happen, they will find their way easily.
Who do you refer to by these people? In your last statement, who are you referring to?
The government, the people in the government now. You know better, Sandra. Now you know it's better.
My name is Wemimo.
It's all right.
You're used to that. You know, it's okay. But thank you so much, Francis, for calling me. So let's get it clear. Many of you have said when the federal government negotiated with bandits or still do, or some terrorists and getting back some Nigerians, there was public outcry. You cried out on Nigeria Info and said, no, that's a bad thing to do. Now, Kaduna State government is saying that they would never negotiate. They would rather use force, you know, use tactics, use all of those things, work with the military, work with security agencies, but that they would never negotiate with bandits. You still don't like that. So tell me, what exactly do you like? Welcome to Hard Facts. Good afternoon. Yes, sir.
Action lady, good afternoon, my sister.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Enough of blame game. I've been telling Chief Quadri, 2 years down the line of this government, things are not working. We're calling me names. When we more, I remember during former President Donald Trump, did you hear call for restructuring? Oh, we want to go our own way. Did you hear much of such call?
Because now people are telling me, hey, it's not Buhari, it's not Buhari. Who is the president? Who is the president? Now it's not Buhari. It's a local government chairman fault. It's the councillor's fault. Rufai now telling us he's not going to negotiate with the bandits. Who started this first to settle the Fulani? He claimed those ones are from Senegal. You give them money.
Yeah.
They enjoyed it.
Right.
You're telling me you're not going to negotiate with them.
Do you rather that they negotiate with them?
They are not doing what they're supposed to do, my
Which is, what should they do?
What? Look, they do the right thing. Governor, you know, it's not easy, but when the other guys were there, they were coming. All this Erufai group, Lai Mohammed and co.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying a lot of things then now. Now they're in the man leadership or whatever. The whole thing just, you know, everybody's calling, they want to go their own way. It wasn't like this 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Okay, thank you very much. Let me go on to Twitter and take some thoughts there. Let's start with this one. Daniel Idowu Abayomi says, well-meaning Nigerians have given government advice on how to ensure safety of lives and property, but here we are. Babatunde Mustafa on Twitter, we only appreciate people when they die. Those who criticized also pouring tribute sadly. Well, doesn't stop them from paying their tribute. Says Nigeria is on the brink. We need drastic measures to nip this issue of insecurity. El-Rufai is being resolute, but the kids would bear the brunt. Budget says, oh, thank you, baby's fine. Are you saying you asked where policemen were when these things were happening? They are in the houses of politicians and government officials, well equipped, guiding them and their families. Unfortunately, the Nigerians in prison are not the real criminals. I'm sure you mean unfortunately. Okay. I hear you. Thank you very much for your message. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Wemimo.
Yes, please. Welcome to Hard Facts.
As regards to what that person said now, these are people from that.
Okay.
Yeah, that where we are the police, don't they supposed to guide the prison?
No, it's not just the prison. Can you hear me? Ahigbe, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
It's not just a prison.
Yes, I hear you.
It's not just a prison. It is that the gunmen even went to the police headquarters and freed inmates even at the police headquarters. So it wasn't just a prison, including
the police. Don't they supposed to be on guard?
Well, that's what I'm asking you.
How many people were arrested? There are more those who did this. And even on one person, two persons, he will call out the rest. Hello?
I can hear you, Ahigbe. I'm with you.
So, as regards to Erufai, you know, instead of fire for fire, can we go and stand them? You know, the police and the soldier, they are banking on, and the police and soldier are complaining. They are not well enumerated. And they have spent this time without number, even before SARS and after SARS. And yet, until now, they are not well taken care of. How can you know? Take care of the instrument you use to eat food or to protect yourself. So the responsibility lies on our leaders or the people on the helm of affairs, on the administrative helm of affairs of Nigeria. They are not concerned with the grassroots, neither with the middle class. They are only just celebrating their office, which is wrong.
All right. I hear you. Thank you very much. I will also go to Facebook where you can find this post. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3, Nigeria Info 99.3, and I'll be taking your comments from there as well. Well, I would love to do WhatsApp as soon as I find my, as I lay my hand on the device. Okay. Okay. So that's it. Let me speak with John from Ibejeleki. Welcome, John.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, you see, Wemimo, the truth, though, you know, sometimes if I talk with you, you say it is not constitutional.
Well, if it's not, I have to tell you that it's not. Well, I'm not the one that wrote the constitution, so you know.
Well, let us wait for constitution. But I think what is happening now is not the issue of constitution, because breaking of jail is not in constitution.
Well, if you trace, and I know what you're referring to our earlier conversation today, but if you trace this matter, it comes back again to the fact that some people want to go on their own ways. I keep saying that you cannot do this. What I expect them to do is to lobby their lawmakers in the House of Reps.
Who are the lawmakers?
You don't know your lawmakers?
Anybody.
they are not representing anybody.
So what do you want to do? If they're not representing you, if they're not representing you, you know they do not have immunity.
I don't have any lawmaker representing me.
But you know, John, John, you do know that these lawmakers do not have immunity. If truly a lot of you from that constituency believe that they are not representing you, you know you can call them back?
But they have the police.
Oh.
They have the army. Yeah, that is the situation. You think, okay, you're trying to ask where are the police when this thing happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nigeria have turned upside down. But we still say that Nigeria remains a great country. But for me, it have turned upside down. Because if the police IG supposed to have retired, and we are bragging that he can still be in office in 2024 or 2025. So look at it. So this is not going well.
Okay. I hear you, John. Thank you for calling. Good morning. Good afternoon. I need to keep sucking this back in. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Can you speak louder? You sound very faint.
On the issue of these kidnapped students.
Yes.
Nigerians, we care less of how they release them or if the governor of the state is negotiating or whatever they want to do.
Oh, your network is very bad. So sorry about that. Can you try call again? Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for holding it down for Sandra.
Thank
My name is Chris, calling from Okoko Michael.
Welcome, Chris.
Yeah, let me start by saying that, I pay tribute to our great man lost over the weekend, and the gentle soul rest in peace. Back to what we are discussing about, I believe that what happened in Imo State is quite condemnable, but it's not unconnected with agitations of the people from the eastern part of the country. You know, over time, the people have been making so many demands when it comes to the nepotistic attitude of the present government. I continue to say that the southeastern part of the country have felt it's very open that they have been marginalized and sidelined in terms of appointments, in terms of sharing of the revenues and what have you in the present day government. So this have occasioned what has happened somehow. We cannot take it. It's never unconnected. That is not to justify the actions of the people who went to burn down those police headquarters.
Yeah.
I condemn that. But then, this is what we have when the head is not functioning well. Every other part, you always have dysfunction. That is what we have today. Also,
right.
Talking about, the governor of Kaduna State, Elrufai, is trying to be resolute. But I think in terms of security, there is always, let him call for security meeting. There is always a strategy. At this point in time, the people who kidnap those kids, they are the ones who are more powerful now. You just have to mellow down. Just have to negotiate with them. That is the way out.
But when the federal government negotiated with bandits, you remember Sheikh Gumi, going to speak with the bandits on behalf, according to him, on behalf of the government. Were you happy with that move?
Yes, as much as we condemn that, that is not right, but at the same time, it's a possible way of getting those children out. You know, what happened in Jengebe some time ago? Is government? They negotiated with them, and at least they release the kids. They release the kids. So then you cannot put up a fight with them.
But if a lot of you called during the Jengebe situation, amongst other Kankara and so on, if you all agreed then that it wasn't a good idea to negotiate with these bandits and give them money, and remember the money you give to these bandits as ransom or settlement is the same money they use in buying more equipment to further increase in security. So why is it a good idea now to negotiate with the bandits?
Because now, if you just what you said is true, but then the life of the kids are on the line here. So how will I feel as a parent if I should put myself in the shoes of the parents hearing this?
All right, thank you very much. So what you're telling me is it might be good sometimes to negotiate with terrorists. Some other times it might not be a good idea. Okay. juxtapose. I hear you. I'm going to Facebook where Agbasonu Chamberlain says on prison break in Oweri, those agitating for the sovereign state of Biafra should seek that without violence, because violence does no good to any man. Chamberlain from Surulere. Also here, what? This guy typed a full book. Where am I supposed to start from? Banal, have mercy. Budget Emmy on Facebook says, good morning, thank you. Okay, I think he's also sent this to Twitter. Sam is here from Oweri. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello, how are you?
Great, thank you. Welcome, Sam.
Good afternoon. It's too bad that we Nigerians, we cherish, we call people great when they when after they have died.
Mm.
This man was around us. Many of us, we did not cherish what he has been doing.
Mm.
But even your station, one man there has been there. He said it's not the leader, it's not Yoruba leader, because they make themselves leaders of Yoruba. They count those at in the National Assembly as our leaders. Those we don't have access to, those that take 30 million instead of, the ordinary man is taking 35,000, 30,000 naira per month. Why those ones are taking 30 million per month? And those ones are the leaders.
Mm.
So your man there, Jimmy, has never seen somebody like Odumaki as a leader of the Yorubas. Now you are pouring ekume on him.
But you know, it's so okay bad to disagree. No, there's nothing bad. That's what I was pointing out to a tweet. There's nothing bad in it. Let me. I listen to you, Sam. Sam, listen to me. I listened to you. Now, it's okay to disagree with people and yet give them their respect and honor when they die. You know that, right? Does not mean that you still agree with their fundamental ideals. It means that you still disagree, but you give them their respect.
You say you do praise them if you don't agree with them when they were alive. Don't agree with them when they die. That is my own thing.
Okay. I hear you, Sam. I'm sorry. But thank you so much for calling. Let me go to WhatsApp quickly. Supreme from Badagry says, if government refuses to call those bandit terrorists, then the gunmen that broke the prison in Oweri should be called gentlemen. Really? Really? Okay. Aki from Ikorodu says, hello, Wemimo. All I can say is that greedy politicians are the problems of Nigeria. We must never negotiate with bad leadership. Please, what time can I call for just a minute? Oh, just a minute is 5 minutes before 6 o'clock. Okay. Unknown gunmen in Imo State blowing up a Nigeria correctional facility. Who are these unknown gunmen? These same people did the same crime in Edo State, in Akwa Ibom State, unknown gunmen killing security agents and burning the operational vehicles. Our mouth and ears and eyes are now closed towards these crimes and perpetrators in the South, but our mouths are and eyes and ears are wide to criticize criminalities and killings in the North. It says, may hypocrisy and double standards not mar us in the South. Comrade Akpan Silas from Agodo, thank you for your message. Aurora from Ayobo, I'm great, thank you. It says, I don't have an idea if members of Boko Haram bandits are in prisons in the North. What things are happening in the North and no one seems to talk about it with passion like it has been done. You see, I think that we're getting cliche. Let me take a break from your message. There's a phrase that's becoming cliche. And nobody's talking about it. Nobody's talking about it. You're wrong. Nigeria Info is talking about it. You've been talking about it on Nigeria Info. So don't say nobody's talking about it. Yeah? People are talking about it. Maybe they're not doing what they should do, but it's becoming really cliche to say, nobody's talking about it. You're saying that the real criminals, excuse me, are in government and they are the ones who should be in prison. Okay, I hear you. Welcome to Hard Facts. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Surprised to hear your voice.
I shock you.
Yeah, this is Babaji.
Okay.
You know, I said it this morning that local, in as much I supported one Nigeria, honestly, anytime I discuss with my friend who wanted separation, I would tell him, say, look, there is strength in unity that we need each other. But when you know, the way I'm looking at things, if you sit down and think it very well, there are some people who don't want us to be one. And again, what happened in Imo State, I think people in Imo State should be careful. The prison break in Edo State, after the prison break, you see what is going on there.
Mm.
You cannot pass Awushi Road. I know some of them are innocent, but majority of them are hardened criminals in the prison.
Mm.
You release all of them, all the name of agitation. I am not in support of this government, I can tell you for free. Because what is corruption? What is stealing? You remember when,
mm-hmm.
the former president quoted former chief judge that there is difference between corruption mm-hmm. and stealing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I did? And I went back to my small computer dictionary. I find out the difference. I'm not a lawyer. Lawyer can, you know, argue it if we meet somewhere.
Mm.
But there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Corruption, if they put you in a position and you use that position, you know, to inflate policies,
mm-hmm.
appointments, that is corruption. Stealing, they put you in a place, you just boggle everything, steal money, that is stealing. But you can meet somewhere. I'm not a lawyer. That is like...
Great.
Hello?
I'm with you.
Hello?
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Okay. What is going on in Nigeria? Wemima from the South.
Mm.
But a situation whereby you are given an appointment. Let us, I don't want to mention names. Just go to the custom, the immigration, the NPA, the police, just the head. I mean, key position, underline key position. You sideline one section. And the Constitution of Nigeria says federal character that you should carry everybody along. Any appointment. It says any appointment.
Okay. You were taking so long that your network even cut you off. All right. Thank you so much for calling and sharing your thoughts, though. Let me return to Facebook, where... Eric Jigbufo says the youth have been humiliated, intimidated, killed, and imprisoned by men that should have protected and defended them. Now the battered people have risen up. If you ask me, I will say that I stand with the people. I cannot stand with looters and murderers of their own people. Where we're heading, unfortunately, is two wrongs, and that can never make a right. Right, Abdul Mudalab Idris on Facebook. I was really surprised as now Easterners are justifying the killing of innocent people. Generalization. Which Easterners are justifying the killing? Most of those who've called have said no, they don't support the killing. And you know, so don't generalize. Say some people, okay? Let's avoid this generalization. You're saying that. I'm begging the government that they should please not interface in such thing that's happening over there because the Easterners are more comfortable with... Okay, you're asking the federal government not to interfere. Abdul Mudalab, look at your comment again. Do you think it's good? Kebab Olomitutu says, not only our prison will be broken... He said, because the real criminals are outside here killing every day and a lot of innocent people are there suffering for the sins they did not commit. So there's a foundation here, the root of which is people do not believe that there is justice. This is what I've gotten from our conversation. You do not believe that there is justice and the people who are in jail. I mean, you kind of think that we should swap. The people who are outside jail, send them into jail. That's government officials. And those in jail, let them go. Which possibly is what fueled this prison break. 1,800 inmates released by unknown gunmen at the correctional center in Imo State. Earlier today, just this afternoon, our correspondent Ijeoma Essex spoke with the PRO. Listen to this again, and then I'll be going on a break.
About 1,800. Were released, then some people didn't want to run away, some remained behind, then some have even started coming back on their own. Just to prevail, and I think you can attest from this that those that are behind, maybe their cases are minor. Like one of them that came back was able to say that the people decided to ask him to go back because he had a very minor case.
So some people are returning on their own volition. Some did not even go. Although the prison breaks gates were open, they did not leave. They stayed back in the prison. Some who left are already coming back. That's according to James Madugwa, who's a PR of the Nigeria Correction Service, Imo State Command. All right, this is Hard Facts. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. I'm going out on a break. When I come back, I'll take a few more thoughts. I'll bring you the news at 4 a.m. and then Madam Landlord coming up at 4 p.m.
More talk, news and sports after this.